today, 7:35.
Hey, could you people in the peanut gallery keep it down?
Good morning.
This is a shul.
Quick dvar halacha.
Very quick.
Learning should be l'schus to yidden on Eretz Yisrael. Those that need a refuah should have a refuah. The hostages should be returned safely. And the soldiers should have success in completely eradicating the evil. So continuing along the halachas regarding inedible chametz, so we had mentioned, based on the Magen Avraham, that even if chametz is inedible for man, if it's still edible for a dog, when it comes to Pesach, that's still biblically prohibited. And we mentioned the reason for that is because by Torah you have a unique aspect of yeast, where the Torah says that yeast is chametz, and therefore it has a unique aspect that even if it's not edible for man, it's still problematic. There's actually an interesting question: what if yeast itself then isn't just yeast that's hard to eat, but if the yeast becomes inedible for a dog, that might be some sort of exception to the rule. It spoils and whatnot. But the Gemara actually says that if you take chametz and burn it, or spoil it, as Tosfos says, to the point where even a dog can't eat it, then it would be permitted to eat. It would be permitted biblically to benefit from and to own and even to eat. We'll see in the coming days that rabbinically, if you somehow can revert the chametz back to its somewhat of an edible state, perhaps by mixing it with other components, that therein lies the question of how to deal with that rabbinical prohibition of reinstituting chametz that was previously inedible and now is somewhat edible. That is going to be the big discussion. Another point that we're going to be getting into is that's referred to in halachic terminology as achshavei. The Shulchan Aruch says at the end of chapter 442 that if something became inedible and then you gave it prestige, that could perhaps revert it back to chametz. Have a wonderful day. All right.